Thanks for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. Do you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to? Either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We'd love to hear from you, so connect with us today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're here with Natalie Cutler-Welsh on the Up Your Brave Show on Reality Check Radio. And today I'm talking to one of my amazing friends who also has an incredible new skill that we're going to share with you. I'm talking to Christine Zhezniok on the topic of the importance of healing your heart for spiritual growth. Welcome to the show, Christine.
Thank you so much for having me, Nat.
I am so thrilled to be diving into this topic. For those of you that don't know Christine, also known as Christine Z, she is originally from Germany and has a background in educational science with a focus on family therapy. Seeing the people move towards greater fulfillment and understanding of themselves has been Christine's calling for almost two decades. 5 years ago, she started her more aligned path on transformative coaching, empowering women in business to access the power of their limitless self to facilitate change in the world. Christine's most recent exciting project is a spiritual gift that has developed over the past couple of years, and she is now actively sharing and integrating heart healing sessions into her coaching practice. Her clairvoyant abilities are focused on supporting people to process emotional stress and release stagnant energy. Each session is designed to nurture and refuel people's energy with unconditional love for greater fulfillment and ease in their relationships, professional performance, and spiritual growth. Christine sees her intuitive work as the bridge between the human experience and spiritual ascension to create safety in our mind and body that allows us to open more easily towards our goals, conscious connection, and fellow humans. Ooh, Christine, this is so good. And I know that this is going to resonate so much with my audience. I would love to hear the story, if there is one. How did you go from being, I know you are a business coach, but how did you go from that to now starting to develop this intuitive gift of being able to literally read someone's heart?
Thank you so much for your question. Thanks again for having me. And hello, everyone who's tuning in. About 2 years ago, I was going through a spiritual awakening with a dark night of the soul. And I then, great timing, entered a relationship with a man who was emotionally inconsistent. You could say had narcissistic traits. And I just want to highlight that I'm forever grateful for this experience because, firstly, he provided exactly what I needed, what I was craving on a human level. And that was really just being worshipped by someone. And my ego and my human heart were really seeking that. That someone told me all day long how beautiful and how amazing I was. So that was a reason I was grateful for this experience, but also for developing the heart healings as a result of being in a relationship where their emotions were always fragile, where there were extremes of high highs and low lows. And in that relationship, I was really looking for something to help me support myself as well as my partner in our communication. And over time, I noticed that I could blend out some of the things that were being said, but tune into his heart and see the hurt that he had experienced growing up, as well as how could I respond to him in a much better way. And while this relationship was not meant to last, and I'm realizing that if I had developed heart healing earlier and gotten access to what I needed in that moment on an emotional level, this connection probably wouldn't have happened in the first place. But I'm really grateful that something very special came from that. And so I really honored this experience. So heart healings were really created in trying to understand my ex-partner in a better way and see what were the emotions, what was going on for him, right? And some of the listeners may have been spending more time in a connection than was absolutely necessary. And afterwards, they're asking themselves, why did I stay in this connection? Why did I spend so much time with a person that ultimately wasn't aligned with my highest growth? And the intention for heart healings are really, though, about embracing all of our experiences as valid opportunities for growth, as valid experiences for where we are going. And I would like to share a quote with our listeners that I came across just this morning, and that really highlights the context of this. Imagine being bitten by a snake, and instead of trying to heal and recover from the poison, you were trying to catch the snake to find out the reason it bit you and to prove to it that you didn't deserve that. And so I really feel that this quote highlights that instead of focusing on the healing, we're so often justifying why we shouldn't have been hurt in the first place, rather than seeing the lesson and learning for our own growth.
I think, you know, it's so many people are really craving that spiritual expansion or spiritual growth at the moment. And you can really tell when someone's come through the other side, when they can look at an experience, or in your case, a relationship, and be grateful. So, and because they can see the learning and they can see that, oh my goodness, I needed that to happen no matter how hard it was, so that I could become who I am today, so that I could, for you, now access these gifts. And hopefully most of us, listeners, let me know if this resonates for you. Hopefully most of us can look at, maybe it's the experience of the past 4 years, maybe it's the experience of a recent relationship, but looking back and thinking, actually, I can be grateful for what I learned and who I've now become. I'd love to ask you a little more, Christine. I know I had a heart healing with you back in the early days of you starting to do it. For people that are listening and they're thinking, what is she talking about? Like, what even is a heart healing? How does it work? Can you literally walk us through how you do the heart healing process?
Absolutely. So what the heart healing is aimed at is when you imagine your heart space, a little bit like a backpack that over time gets filled with all of these experiences and remote emotions and unprocessed feelings or thoughts or ideas, it can become over time quite packed and quite heavy. So if we don't learn to release the feelings, to release the stored emotions and stagnant energy, sometimes it can lead to feeling disconnected, feeling overwhelmed, feeling stressed, burnt out. And some of the people who work with me, they just get to a point where they know there's something missing in their life, or they know they feel stressed and disconnected, but they're not really sure why. So what I do is, the great thing about the heart healing is it's really about taking care of the other person on an energetic level. So for the people who come to me, there's really not much to do other than raising their frequency and opening their heart space. And this is done through shifting their focus on their heart space and really bathing themselves in gratitude and appreciation for the biggest and the smallest things in their life. And instantly, it literally takes a minute, instantly these people feel open and fulfilled and whole just for that moment. And that is when I can tune into their heart. So it's all done remotely. We don't even need an appointment. I tune into their heart space. So I have a name and a photograph of the person I connect to. It just really helps to connect. And then I really just tune into what comes up, what comes to me, either in a relation of a problem that they're describing or a feeling they can't interpret themselves or a goal that they're having, and I can help them to make sense of what is happening in their energetic field. And I see images in the heart space, sometimes moving images. So recently I saw a beautiful lady. I saw the Big Bang. It was basically the Big Bang happening in her heart at the time. And she told me that she was experiencing undefined anger. She woke up angry and she couldn't explain why. And so through the heart healing, I was able to release that anger for her and with her, without her actually having to go through therapy or talk therapy or anything like that.
Anger is so fascinating. And I've talked about anger on my show a few times before, but I think you're right. Anger is a natural emotion. And a lot of people struggle because they can't release it and they don't know how. So knowing that this can be done kind of with you, for you, and people don't have to talk about all the problems is quite amazing. Also, can I note that, so this sounds like something that people can do in their own time, because I'd love to give my audience practical tips and strategies as well. So one of the things I'm hearing from you that people can do in their own time for themselves is, I would call it raising your frequency, is really, as you said, bathing in gratitude and appreciation. But the key difference is, for the heart healing, is you kind of interpret that and you help them to release the feelings that are stored.
That's right. And it's just as easy as bathing yourself in those beautiful emotions and then noticing what comes up, noticing what wants to naturally float to the surface. I often say to my people, like, the things we don't want in our lives, the things that are not serving us, the lower frequency emotions, they actually want to come up. They want to present themselves, just as when we are in a relationship that is not serving us, or we're experiencing similar patterns of emotions over and over again. I believe it's not because we're addicted to a feeling. I believe this is our soul self, our higher self, giving us the opportunity over and over again to release those feelings. I don't believe we're meant to suffer at all. I believe we are getting opportunities to get rid of all the things that are standing in the way from us having what we want.
So if someone is experiencing, like you said, that recurring, so it's happening, like you said, over and over again, does that indicate that the person hasn't released, and so the universe is giving them another opportunity and another opportunity? Is that what's happening?
Absolutely. Yes, I truly believe that is exactly what's happening. And the releasing of the emotion starts with acknowledging and feeling the emotion. And when we're really honest with ourselves, how often do we feel negative about something that we've said, that we've done, that we've not expressed ourselves in the way we really wanted to? And then that niggling feeling comes up of, oh my God, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have said it this way. But we push it away. Oh, well, it's okay. It will be all right. It'll be fine. I don't really want to talk about this. I don't really want to have the heavy conversation. And we're actually pushing the feelings away without acknowledging how these feelings feel in our body. And for example, with the anger, when we allow ourselves to become the observer of, oh my gosh, it feels like there's a big bang happening in my heart space. Whoa. And just focusing on, it feels like a lot of pressure. It feels like fluttering in the heart space. It just becoming the observer, because we are not what we feel. We are not the anger. We are not the stress and the discontentment and the overwhelm. That is not who we are. It is something that wants to flow through us. And what our listeners can easily do for themselves when they feel there's anger coming up, just noticing, describing to themselves, what does that feeling feel like in my body? Is it tightness? Is it itchiness? Does it feel like an explosion? Is there pressure? What does it feel like, without judging it? Again, remember the snake. We are not meant to interpret everything and find out where this feeling originated. That was never the case. That was never for us to do. But to just process what we're feeling, like, oh, this feels really tight in my chest. Oh, this feels very fluttery in my heart. And just sitting with the emotion for a moment and not running away. And for everyone who feels very uncomfortable with that, what I can recommend, what helps me, is doing that in the shower while you're having the soothing energy of the water running down your body. It can feel much more comfortable to tune into those emotions.
That is so helpful, because, like I said, I love to give people practical things they can do. And for people knowing that they don't have to understand it, they don't have to debrief it. It's like just noticing, what is the emotion? Where is it in your body? Is that important?
Absolutely. Yes.
And then if you do that in the shower, it's just everything's a little bit more soothing. Oh, I love nothing more than the hot shower or a hot tub or a hot bath, any of those things.
Absolutely. It's so grounding for our body. And then just noticing, getting curious, what happens to this feeling as I'm focusing on it? Maybe the pressure in my heart turns into a tightness in my neck, and then it moves to a headache in my forehead. And then when we just witness and observe what's happening through the energy, in about 5 to 10 minutes, this feeling, this sensation will actually dissipate. It will leave our body. All it wants is attention, like a little child, right? Like a little child pulling out on our pants. I've got a three-year-old at home and he does that quite a bit. Mama, 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 look at me, look at me. And so that's what our emotions do for us. They're trying to get attention and that's all they want. They want for us to connect. And when we connect and when we give that attention, then there is that release and that connection that helps our children and that helps us to reconnect, truly reconnect with ourselves.
I love that you said that about the three-year-old because that can help people to remember what to do. So suddenly, you know, they might have a pain in their body or something they notice, and then they can think, okay, the three-year-old, oh, that's right, it just wants a bit of attention. So as you said, if I can quote you, when we witness and observe what is happening with the energy, and then we acknowledge it, and then it releases.
Absolutely, it releases. Just like when we spend time with our three-year-old child and we rebuild that connection, our child, all that they wanted is for us to look at the picture they had just drawn or to look at the toys they are just playing with. That is that connection that we can absolutely give out to ourselves as well.
I'm remembering myself as a child and I see myself on the diving board. We had a pool and it was like, mom, watch me, like doing flips and handstands and swan dives and... Definitely. You gave an example earlier of somebody and it was the explosion of the heart. And I appreciate that. Without breaking confidentiality again, can you give, you know, another example of somebody else who's been open or courageous enough to have this heart healing experience? And what did they notice?
Absolutely. So back to the first person who experienced it with a big bang in her heart. What we did with her was really releasing the pressure of that anger. And what helped her in turn was to see where her spiritual path was going. So she was not clear about where that spiritual journey was going. Why is it happening right now? Why is this anger? And as a result of releasing that anger, she was able to see what she wanted to do with her spiritual gifts developing. So I really see this work as the bridge between our human experience and the spiritual growth that many of us are experiencing right now, and putting what's happening, the changes we're feeling within ourselves, back into perspective. With my second beautiful lady who's done a heart healing with me, she actually came to me as a business coaching client. And I felt that something was holding her back from opening her energy to embracing more clients. And I offered a heart healing session to her. And what we discovered was, what came up as an image for me was like she had a splinter in her heart. And what came up, the information for me, was she placed it there herself, to feel her own emotions. Now, she has a younger sister who is deaf. And from a very young age, she decided to take care of her younger sister and advocate for her younger sister. So she was overgiving and not recognizing her own emotions when she grew up. And that led her to have an amazing business right now, where she's helping women to find love using feminine communication. So she's a communications expert. But as a result of that heart healing, removing that splinter, she was able to truly feel herself, feel her own emotions. And she told me, "Christine, I can't believe what has changed since the heart healing. The connection, the already amazing connection that I have with my husband has deepened." And she said to me, "You won't believe it. We were lying in bed last night, just staring into each other's eyes, like something has changed." And my husband came to me and said, "What is different with you? Something has changed and I don't know what it is." And she is experiencing massive growth in several of her professional endeavors, but also in her personal life, that she's making peace with an ex-husband, that she's finding it easier to release as her daughters are growing up. So it really, heart healings impact the relationships around us. I've had other people come to me where then the sister, estranged sister, all out of the blue has reconnected. Like we're really opening energetic pathways for humans to come into our energy field and to reconnect and to connect on a deeper level.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Up Your Brave show, and I'm talking today to Christine Zezniok about the importance of healing your heart for spiritual growth. And I think, Christine, what you just said then, the around, you know, when you heal your heart and the, you know, to use a phrase that's overused, but the ripple effect, right? The when you heal your own heart, you open up your heart, it shifts things. Like different people might come into your life, different levels of connection. I'm just so excited that people are starting to be more open to these more kind of spiritual ways of supporting themselves. So it's not just the old school therapy and the old school counseling. It's like different levels of changing our frequency. Are you finding that people are more open to it than they would have been maybe 2-3 years ago?
I think so. Yes, I absolutely believe we are more open to finding answers to our questions. And I was thinking about this earlier. I really feel like in the 80s and 90s, we were focusing on awakening our bodies, right? The fitness,
aerobics,
the fitness frenzy. And then in the 2000s, it was all about mindset and goal setting and smart goals. And we were focusing a lot about the mind and activating the mind. And in the last 10, 15 years, there is this huge spiritual awakening, and where we're now experiencing ourselves on another level, on a completely different level that we can't see and we can't touch. And many people are confused and feel not just uncomfortable, but actually scared of what happens if I believe these things, what happens if I allow myself to feel anger. Like we haven't really been there. We haven't been there as a society of allowing ourselves to see life through a different angle and opening ourselves up to an entirely new experience. And that can be unsettling. So I really feel that with that, we've been looking for answers a lot more and looking how we can lead our human self comfortably and in the most supported way through the spiritual process of awakening and spiritual growth.
I imagine some of the listeners are smiling like I am as you talk about, you know, the 80s and the 90s. And I remember doing workouts like the Jane Fonda workout and Olivia Newton-John and roller skating and the movie Xanadu and all that stuff. Yeah, it is interesting how it has been a focus kind of on the fitness. And then it was very masculine, like you said, with the goal setting and the motivation. And now it's more people leaning really into that spiritual side. For those of you listening, we would love to know what is resonating for you. What is coming up for you? Any reflections? Anything you'd love to share? We're always open to hear. 2057 on the text, or you can email inbox@realitycheck.radio. Christine, I'm wondering, do you have any guidance or advice for my audience on how to navigate what I like to call the fascinating times that we're living through, but basically these interesting times of truth and freedom and awakening? What guidance do you have for us today?
I guess in the broader picture, it's very much about coming back to what we're here for, especially as spiritual beings, when we are in the process of awakening or following that path of awakening. It's really about coming back to what matters. And I'm sure everyone that is listening right now would have found the past few years challenging in one way or another. And especially those of us who like to ask questions may have found it very difficult to find their way around in a changing environment where critical thinking has been discouraged and people are being excluded and sometimes straight out bullied for their viewpoints. And what we need to focus on, though, is how can we support ourselves? How can we support our loved ones? How can we support our families? And with that, really looking at the bigger picture on what's our role in supporting humanity to grow on a spiritual, energetical level. So the energy we are sending out in the world, how can we keep that high frequency? How can we keep that supportive and inclusive as well? So we're dealing with emotions here. We're dealing with challenging times, frustration, feeling disempowered, maybe feeling angry. And we're dealing with human emotions that could easily guide us away from creating an environment of inclusion that we really want and support the goal and the vision that we really want to advocate for. So what we can do is simply remind ourselves that it's not us versus the other person. It's not the neighbor we are fighting against. We really want to create inclusion rather than separation and not play the same game that is being played very much in the world right now. So what do we stand for? We stand for freedom of speech. We stand for medical freedom. We stand for tolerance and inclusion and states, emotional states and energetic states that foster connection. So when we talk about tolerance, we also need to then be tolerant and open and inclusive to the people who may have disagreed with us or challenged us or questioned us in the past and who've now had their view of the world open and they are ready to reconnect with us. So we need to be the ones embracing them with open arms and open hearts. So and open the doors for people to come back and basically catch up with us, yeah. Right? So to support ourselves, when we feel challenged, it's really about coming back to the present moment, giving the awareness to the energy that is coming forward here and wanting to be released. We were talking about opportunities to learn and grow. So it's not really how we feel when we ask ourselves, how do I feel, right? The being present in the moment. Often our mind gets involved and says, well, I feel angry because my neighbor said this and this. Mm-hmm. And when we ask
and we cling to it too, don't we?
Exactly. That's when our mind jumps in and hangs on to that. But when we ask ourselves what we feel, and that might be pressure in my shoulders, tightness in my neck, mm-hmm. pressure in my chest, right? These are the feelings, how emotions or the sensations, how emotions manifest. So, and then we can channel those sensations in a more productive way and look at, okay, what happens when my shoulders tense up? Well, I get upset when people I care about promote separation, for example, right? And we're bringing it back. We're bringing ourselves back to the overarching direction that we all want to move into and remind ourselves that our problem is not the neighbor. It's that uncomfortable feeling that comes from releasing old energy that is no longer serving us. So we get to reconnect with a neighbor when the neighbor is ready, right? By processing our emotions. And so from a greater perspective, releasing those emotions helps us then to release energy from ancestral trauma that may have nothing to do with us, but these feelings that come through to be released. So basically it's all about releasing the old, releasing the uncomfortable low frequency energy, and then actively raising the frequency by walking out in nature, enjoying the sun, by physically moving the energy from our body, dancing, breath work, music, all of the things that raise our frequency and support us through releasing the stagnant energy that is no longer who we are, and then actively raising the frequency and supporting ourselves with things that make us feel good, make us feel connected, make us feel like our hearts and arms are open.
Because it is, it's so easy to look back and to pinpoint and highlight what people said, what people did. But I think you're right. And especially now, you know, as we go forward, June, July and beyond, it's such an optimal time for people to do it. It's a great reminder for me because I fall into that too. Like all the things that were said and done. So you're saying release, reconnect and raise your frequency. And obviously healing your heart is a big part of that. Amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we have experienced firsthand what it is like to be shut down and to be standing in front of closed doors, literally. So if we have been called to see things differently, to ask different questions, and therefore to help raise the frequency of humanity, we need to be the ones who have our doors and hearts and arms open right now, as difficult as that may be. But this is part of the learning process. This is part of the evolution and the spiritual growth. Amazing. It's not easy. but we have a lot to support ourselves with. And that is being present in the moment and really bringing what we feel back to a greater focus. It's not the other person. It's the thing that needs to be released so that at some point when the other person's ready, we get to reconnect.
So good. Christine, I'm coming to the part of the show where I'd love to ask you about your own personal upping of Brave. So I'll do that now. What is something that you would do if you were to truly up your Brave in 2024, what's left of it? What would that look like?
A great question. I have just recently, to be honest, made a decision to ask myself consistently, how can I reach more people? And that resulted in my professional work to the question of how can I turn this project into a six-figure conversation? And while money is important, as we all know, what that does is only deciding to focus on six-figure conversations in whatever we create is about stretching, for me personally, is about stretching myself in my vision and bypassing the limitations of the rational mind that often says, well, you've got to go step one, two, three, like we did in the 2000s when we were setting SMART goals, mm-hmm. and really bypassing those limitations and coming back to, if anything was possible, what would I do? Including the questions, how can I reach more people? How can I get more people into the room and amplify the energy of what I'm creating here? What if we went really big with this project? Where could it go? And this is my new North Star for the rest of the year of what if we went really big with this project and stretching my vision and my goals beyond my logical mind, beyond where I can think of the steps that are actually more often than not very limiting.
Well, imagine if, you know, even from this conversation we're having today, if more people are aware of just the concept alone of healing their heart, whether they do something in their own time, like they bathe themselves in gratitude and appreciation, even that, and then literally in the shower as well, even that's going to make a difference. But if more and more people do have heart healings or lean into their spiritual side of their own journey, it just the expansive impact is very exciting.
Absolutely. The impact we have on our relationships, our friendships, our children, and the next and the following generations. It's huge.
What is coming up for you in the coming months, business or personal? And then also, how can people connect with you online?
Thank you. I have an amazing event coming up called Soul Means Business. It's for female entrepreneurs who want to integrate mind, body, and soul into their business. And it's coming up probably early July. Dates are to be released. And if anybody is interested in this event or in more about what I do, I am on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. All of the handles are Activated by Christine. All one word, lowercase, Activated by Christine.
So they don't need to spell your surname.
That's right.
Okay, so you've got an event, Soul Means Business, coming up, information to come, and then you've got all your handles. I will go ahead, as I always do, my audience probably knows, I do my best to put a little bit of information about the interview and then the contact details for each guest on my replay page. So if you guys want those, you can look them up. But what sometimes people just do is they just send us a text and they say, what are Christine's details, please? And we can send them out. So 2057 on the text or email inbox at realitycheck.radio. What if someone is listening today and they think, I want to have a heart healing? How does that work for them in terms of the process? I think earlier you said they don't even need to book a time.
No, they don't really need to book a time. All that is required on my YouTube, Activated by Christine, there is an introduction video where I explain what heart healing is, the same as similar to what we've gone through today. What heart healing is, what it is able to do, and a couple of examples of my clients. And I'll explain how to book a session in the YouTube video. So basically, you book a session, I send you an exercise to open your heart and raise your frequency, and then I will tune in at an agreed time and afterwards send a voice note with my findings, with the healing, and also with some recommendations on how to support your healings and your path forward.
Amazing. Thank you for that. So I'll try to get the link as well, everybody, and make it easy and put it on the replay page as well. Amazing. So Christine, is there anything else that you wanted to share with our audience before we wrap up?
Really just a reminder, a little bit like the snake bite that we were talking about earlier, that every low frequency emotion, as I call them, they're not negative emotion, they're low frequency, but every low frequency emotion is a portal really to your true power. And every time you're angry or frustrated, or as many people say, feel triggered, I say activated because it's more empowering language, you're in fact like really being called into your greatness and really being called to remember the limitless version of you, that the anger is not who you are, but you can own that and you can release it and step back into this space of traveling with a light backpack. And the light backpack comes with more joy, more connection, more fulfillment, and more courage as well. So every emotion is a portal to remember your true power.
Oh my goodness. I love that so much. Thank you so much, Christine, for joining us today.
Thank you.
And thank you everyone for listening. We've been talking to Christine Z on the importance of healing your heart for spiritual growth.
Thanks for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. Do you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to? Either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We'd love to hear from you, so connect with us today.